Did you have a mentor or someone that you really looked up to?
I've been on the board of St. Francis for 45 years. And, of course, W.K. Warren Sr. is my mentor there on that part of charitable things. I'm a trustee with Bishop Slattery and him, Bill Jr. I dealt with his dad when his dad was alive. Sooner sold pipe to Warren Petroleum. That's okay. How I met his dad. And he was mentor, too.
Yeah.
We got two mentors in the same family. Father that's gone and the father that's alive now. He trusts me for a third of the hospital for 45, going on 50 years.
As big a business person as you were, you've now become known as a philanthropist. You're very giving to the community. Where did that spirit come from in you?
The reason why, I was there myself. I spent a half a year at OU. That's why we have 90 to 100 scholarships every year for students to go to college. I think we're on about 1,500 now, close to it.
Because money was an issue for you when you were in school?
Yes. The reason they let me go to OU is because I was in the ROTC.
Then you're saying the spirit of giving goes back to, well, you know what it was like.
When Gans and Barrel had a store on First Street, I'd work from 6 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night, sacking potatoes for $3 a day. So I knew what it was to work to get a little money. And, of course, we're talking about bad times, too. I just feel like God's good to me. Let me live. And I want to do everything I can to help children that want to go to college. We can do it, and we have done it.
None of them have disappointed you?
Sometimes, first semester, they might not make the grade, but we give them another semester, and usually they pull out of it. They have to graduate from a high school in Oklahoma, and they have to need the money. We've had good luck with all of them. In fact, we have some of them work for us while they're not in school. We had one girl. She says when she graduates from OU, she's going to see that Russia and the United States make up and are good. Well, now, I got a kick out of her. In fact, we're going to have a luncheon pretty soon of all the students that can come out at TU.
And then you've given money to Tulsa Public Schools. You have that $1 million challenge grant.
I guess when I did that, a lot of them thought about it, and they all pitched in to help.
You formed the Ann and Henry Zero Foundation.
Right.
And that's what's driving your giving. The Day Center for the Homeless must make you feel good.
Right. That's been very, very helpful. 25,000 square feet. About 17,000 a month sometime. And the people in Tulsa, I write them letters and thank them if it's over $200. Dave Hinchwell's the head of it. Mm-hmm. I used to be, but when my wife got sick, I had to spend more time with her, but I've still been writing letters and thanking people. People in Tulsa are good. They don't let you down.
Then you've helped neighbor for neighbor?
They've got a lawyer. They've got a dentist. What they did now, they have a store, and they give you the money, and you go in there and buy what you want. The lady named Mrs. Smith, she's been running it for 8 or 9 years, and she's wonderful. They had some space left over, so they gave it to my daughter to open a place called Spay Clinic. They have a vet there, and if you have a dog, it's $35, and if you have a cat, it's $25. I said, well, what happens if they don't have any money? She says, well, we have a different book for that one. They took care of 6,200 dogs and cats last year.
Wow.
Of course, my daughter, when she goes home, people throw dogs and cats away. She picks them up and takes them. She doesn't spend too much time there, but she looks after it. She started it.
You've helped the Tulsa and the Oklahoma City Food Bank and Special Care.
I was out there with Walt. Did he tell you we were out there and they cooked a luncheon for us and showed us? I tell you, it's amazing how beautiful it is and how much food they had. And they give around, I think they said, 480 children food for the weekend so they can take food home in the different schools on Friday. It's unreal how beautiful and how clean it is and good. So me and Walt had lunch there. They were very nice.
When you were young and you said you were working all day for maybe $3 and so forth, did you ever go hungry?
No.
Because you worked?
Somehow I was able to make a little bit. You know, hamburgers were only a dime bigger than I am. When I was going to Longfellow, when I used to get a dime from my folks to get a hamburger for lunch.
Were cars interesting to you?
Somehow I was able to get some pop and trade it for a pickup. So I had a pickup truck.
Walt Helmrich, you had a friendship with him now for some time, haven't you?
I don't really know how long.
You have lunch with him every other week?
We go to different places to eat. We just had lunch at Walt for Stonehorse. New Year's Eve, we were at Polo Grill.
That's a good friendship you've enjoyed over the last few years.
Yes. Whatever he says, I believe. Don't need any signed contracts and all that. Just on our word.
Well, both of you, your words can be trusted. There's no question about that.